Joining me this morning are two guests representing Drama, Debate, and Forensics Team, otherwise known as DDF. I have Celia Lubin and Ryan Apathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, DDF, team, is that the right term?
Sure, yeah.
Group, posse.
The Sitka High School Drama and Debate Team.
Team, okay. So, you just came back from Ketchikan.
Yeah, Celia, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we just got back from a meet in Ketchikan where I think we did pretty well overall as a team. It was our last meet before heading on to state next month.
And what does state entail?
So state takes place in Anchorage, and it's hosted by UAA. And I would say it's a lot more competitive and professional than the regional meets. And we get judged by the UAA students, so they tend to know what they're doing in the judging department a little bit more than the regional judges sometimes.
Oh, well, that's an interesting angle right there. Let's get back to qualified judges. But what drama, debate, and forensics sounds like three different expertise.
There are three different categories and a letter representing each category. The first D stands for drama, and then debate and forensics. Drama is your monologues and your two-person scenes with, you know, two characters each, and it will, or one character each for two people, like a short play or something. Mime also is in that category. So, and then your debate, which would be public forum for Sitka High School. Other cities do other types of debate, but Sitka does two-person teams. That's the style we do. And then the forensics is the interesting one. It always throws people off a little bit. And that stands for speeches, both impromptu and extemporaneous and pre-written speeches. But then there's also interpretations of literature, humorous, dramatic, or duo.
And Ryan, what did you choose to do?
I do duo interpretation with Celia here, as well as debate, and I do a pantomime with Emma Brule.
Wow. So is it common, Celia, for folks to do a lot of different things, to do drama and do forensics?
Yeah, definitely. Some people just do drama or just do debate and forensics. But on our team, I think most teams, you have to have at least three pieces to travel. So like me, I do, I'm doing a reader's theater with Emma Brule and Anna Cushing, a duo with Ryan, and then I do debate and sometimes extemporaneous commentary. So a little bit of each category is fun to do.
And tell me about the piece that you did with Ryan.
Ryan and I are doing a duo interpretation entitled The Amazing Spider-Man. And it comes straight from the comic book,
the
Ryan.
1961, yeah. You know, Stan Lee original.
Ryan is like the creative genius and kind of cut it and arranged it so we could do it as a pair. And it's really fun.
And how did you fare?
Well, this past meet, we got first place. Two, and then another Sitka duo got second place, so that's exciting. And then next month at state, we're hoping to do pretty well as well. We've been doing pretty well all season, so I hope that that's a kind of foreshadowing as to what happens next month.
And how long have you two been competing on the team?
I've been on the DDF team for 3 years now. This is my third season, and it will be my third state meet as well.
Mm-hmm. This is my second year, and I'll be heading to my second year of state.
So the Spider-Man piece, is this something you got to choose on your own, or did someone recommend it?
Yeah, there are varying levels of how involved you want to be in your whole process of writing or picking out your piece. And a lot of times you can just open a monologue book and say, I want to do this piece. Or you can take the much more involved approach, which is the more stressful one as well, where you say, I want to do an interpretation of this book. But that means I'm going to have to cut the entire book, make it a 10-minute piece about what I want to get across, and have it display all these characteristics that go along with that type of event. So it normally, I'd say 90% of people don't go through and cut their own piece. But it takes a lot of work. But when you do, it's really rewarding to say, We're doing well with a piece that is original.
And do you choose your partner?
Yeah, you can choose whoever you want. you can, if you're doing a duo or duet, there's two people involved, or readers, you can have as many as you like, or you can do a solo piece.
And since you're part of a team, not just a duo, but in the bigger picture for Sitka High, you must have coaches.
Yeah, so
just
they like it.
Students.
You're just very ambitious and on task and know how to get to where you need to go. Yeah.
They love it when we call them coaches because it makes them seem athletic. But we have three coaches, Stephanie Ask, who's an English teacher at the high school, and her husband, Cassidy Patno, and one of the guidance counselors also at the high school, Eve Arp. And so kind of together they help us workshop our pieces and get them better and help us with debate and everything.
And how much time do you have between the meets? I mean, are you using the same piece for each meet, or do you have to come up with something new for each meet?
For the most part, yes, you keep the same pieces. The debate topic changes each meet. Well, for the most part, this meet that we just did, the debate topic will stay the same for state. So we have a little bit of extra practice with that. But our duo, we've kept that through all our meets this season so far. If you have a speech, usually you write it at the beginning and edit it each time you do it so that you do better next meet, but it's still the same piece for the most part.
And where is state being held?
Anchorage, UAA.
Okay, so Sitka has a good reputation for, you know, bringing a lot of people who place in like the top three. Is that work in your favor that you're like the town to beat, or does that create more pressure?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. We've painted a bit of a bullseye on the back of on our backs. Last year was especially remarkable with we had a bunch of seniors on our team. We all did really well up at the state competition. I believe we had a first place in the drama sweepstakes, first place in the forensics and first place in the debate sweepstakes, as well as overall. So I think we had four first place trophies for as a team, as well as other people placing first. So it really does kind of give other people a chance to say, that's the team I want to beat this year. So hopefully we can live up to that.
And I'm going to put Celia on the spot. We're going to get back to judges. So you think there's going to be there's going to be tougher judges in Anchorage because they are maybe folks who had been in DDF and are studying communications?
Right. So like in debate, sometimes the topics are kind of complicated. Like we don't really understand them completely, but college students maybe like you said, studying communications or are studying economics or something, and they're really going to understand what we're trying to say. So it kind of puts more pressure on us to understand our stuff more.
University of Alaska Anchorage has a really good political science program. So it's kind of it, and a lot, they have a good debate team as well. They go to nationals many years in a row, including some graduates from Sitka High who are on that team now and who judge us. And so it's a lot more pressure and to perform better in front of them because they know if you say something, I mean, more so than your average community member would, they know, you know, the fine points of economic theory or what have you.
I guess the last question I want to ask is, how are you performing? It feels like it's constantly an audition. I mean, you're not in front of are you in front of a big group? Are you in a small classroom with just the judges and a few extra folks?
Well,
or what's the environment?
I would say it's not uncommon to perform you and the judge. A lot of times there'll be a timer in the room as well. So I think if you're doing a solo event, you're usually there are maybe two people in the audience and you. But at the same time, you can always invite people in, watch your pieces. So there is a lot of initiative to perform well, even though you don't have an audience. Keep that same energy level up.
Kind of a different kind of performing because you're not always going to get a reaction from the judge. Like if you have a funny or sad piece or active piece, sometimes they'll just kind of sit there staring at you, kind of expressionless, but it's kind of different to perform to someone like that.
So you can't rely on waiting for the laugh
No, that's why it's good to, like, invite your friends. Come and laugh at my funny piece. Come and cry.
Oh, so you want to stack the audience.
Right.
Yeah, that does happen.
It does happen. Well, whatever works to become a winner in a DDF. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Celia Lubin and Ryan Apathy, telling us more about drama debate and forensics. And you'll stop by and tell us more about how you guys did at State?
Thanks. Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me.